Take your Bibles, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Mainly looking at verses 11, 12, and 13. Maybe some verses that you've read before but wondered, what does that mean? But I think there's some important truths that we can gain from these verses tonight. And if some people understood and practiced what was taught here, would save them from some spiritual hardships in their lives. But here we see Paul really expressing his heart for the Corinthian believers, and that he was coming to them, instructing them, showing them some areas that they had fallen short. And really, in a sense, there was some reproof that he had brought to them, but also instruction. And here in these verses, he is showing the heart that he had for them. You know, sometimes when somebody corrects us, or sometimes when somebody reproves us, we tend to maybe want to shy away from that person. That's really the opposite response that we ought to have. Maybe a child that's being constantly reprimanded by his parents because he's doing wrong, you know, starts to wonder, well, why are my parents picking on me? You know, or especially maybe a child at school, and he's wondering why, you know, why is the teacher always getting on my case? You know, why isn't he getting on this, you know, why isn't she or he getting on this person's case? Well, maybe because you're the one that's doing wrong. And maybe they're, you know, opening up their heart and they're taking time to try to minister to your life. But instead of opening your heart, you're closing your heart and responding the wrong way. And then your life goes downward spiritually. You know, you see that in churches. Sometimes, you know, somebody, instead of responding to the preaching, instead of responding to the maybe the correction, instead of maybe responding to the reproof, they shy away from it. And then their life goes down spiritually. And here it says in verse number 11, after he shows all these different things that he went through as he approved himself as a minister of God, he turns to the Corinthians and he says, O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. All right, so he had opened his mouth to them, declared to them, you know, where they needed to be. He's declaring really his, he just declared some of the things he had gone through to be their minister. He said, our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. Find here that his mouth was open to them. Why? Because his heart was enlarged. He had a great heart for the Corinthian believers. And the first thing we're going to see tonight, if you're going to regarding reproof, is that our mouth is connected to our heart. You know, somebody that cares enough for you, somebody that really genuinely loves you, how is it going to come out? Well, it's going to come through their mouth. And you may not like everything that they say, but somebody that genuinely cares for you, when you're going down the wrong pathway, is going to have some words for you. And that ought to be regarded. So he says in Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Then he says in verse 12, ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. So he says, ye are not straitened in us. The idea of straitened here is to be narrowly restricted in a small space. So he's saying, you're not straitened in us. You know, we don't have a small space in our hearts. You are not confined to a small area in our heart. But we have a large place in our heart for you. But he says, instead, you are straitened in your own bowels. There's actually a small split. Now, we don't use the term, you know, in our culture, I guess we would use the term heart. Okay? There, you know, straightening your own bowels, the seat maybe of the affections here. You're straightened. There is a narrow place in your heart. You know, many times when somebody when somebody is getting reproved, they get the wrong attitude, and then they look at the one that's in authority over them, and they say, oh, they don't really care about me. They don't really love me. When in actuality, that's the person that has the small place in their heart, and the person that's caring for them is the one that has the large place. So he says here, you're not straightening us, but ye are straightening your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same. Now here Paul has opened himself. I'm kind of giving the message here in a nutshell. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. And here Paul is saying, I have enlarged my heart towards you. I have given of myself. Paul had spent time in prison. Paul had been beaten. Paul had, you know, went through this whole list of how he had approved himself as a minister of God and all the different trials of life that he had gone through for these people, for their spiritual furtherance. And what does he say? He says, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. And there was a recompense. There was a repaying, so to speak, a reciprocal action that ought to have taken place in the Corinthian believers, and that was for their heart to be what? To be opened up unto the Apostle Paul. You know, and when somebody has taken that much time, has invested their life in your life, and has gone through all this pain, to see your spiritual life go forward, and you turn from that instruction that has been given, really it's a sign of great selfishness in your life. When somebody has poured their life into your life, there ought to be a reciprocal action, and instead of closing off your heart, instead of being straightened, there ought to be an opening of your heart to that reproof, to that guidance, to that love that has been given. You know, so often unfortunately, in churches, what happens? In school, sometimes you see this. You know, a teacher pours their heart into a student. And sometimes the people that get the most poured into them are the ones that close their heart the most. And the Bible says here that those are the people that ought to be opening their heart the most. So we find, first of all, in this passage that our mouth is connected to our heart. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. You know, in a different context, from the opposite point of view, over in Mark chapter 12 and verse 34, here in Corinthians, it's speaking in a positive light. I wrote down the wrong reference. I'm just going to quote it. He says, and out of the abundance, what did Christ say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. All right? What comes out of our mouth? Well, what goes into our heart? The things that we allow to come into our heart are going to influence the language that we speak. You know, sometimes when you get around worldly people and some of the language that some people can use, it's just like, boy, how can they speak such things? I mean, how can they even get enjoyment out of saying those kinds of things? You know, but why is it? Well, because their hearts are wrong. And the Apostle Paul, why was he saying these things to the Corinthian believers? Well, it's because his heart was enlarged towards them. And so his mouth was open. And he was going to freely speak to them to see them go forward in their Christian lives to where they needed to be. Now, if you read the book of 1 Thessalonians, you see that the Apostle Paul had what? He had great care for the Thessalonian believers. He wanted them to go forward in their spiritual lives. And there was concern that he had for them. And so with the Corinthian believers, and because of that, his mouth was open unto them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, he says, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. And why was Paul writing? Why was Paul correcting them? Not because he wanted them to be saddened and downhearted and downcast, but he wanted them to know the love. He wanted them to go forward in their Christian walk. You know, sometimes somebody might reprove us. Somebody might say something to you. You know, and what kind of a response do you have? Do you understand that their love, behind being willing to take the time to speak to you in such a fashion? You know, if you have a young people, if your parent takes time to show you when you've been wrong, you better appreciate that. It shows the heart that they have for you. Proverbs 27, verse 6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You know, there's plenty of people out there that will butter you up, so to speak, that will flatter you, that will try to make you feel good. But the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. The kisses of an enemy are what? Are deceitful. You know, we have way too many teachers out there having itching ears. Too many people out there are just going to try to make people feel good. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:5, open rebuke is better than secret love. You know, somebody can supposedly love you, but it'd be far better for somebody to openly rebuke you than it says to have secret love. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:5, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Proverbs 27, verse 17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You know, what happens when iron sharpening iron? What do you have? Many times you have what? You have sparks that happen. There's friction that takes place. But what? There's sharpening that's going on. You know, if someone never says anything, if you know, you can live in your sin and feel comfortable around someone else, and they're not what? You know, they're not a real friend. And the Apostle Paul, you know, the Corinthian believers, if someone was living in sin, do you think they would feel very comfortable around the Apostle Paul? Well, I don't think so. It was probably not the person they wanted to see walking around the corner as they were doing something wrong. Probably the last person that they wanted to see. Why? Well, the Apostle Paul was somebody that was going to confront them in the sin that they were living in. You know, imagine if the Apostle Paul, as this man is living in sin in the Corinthian church, if the Apostle Paul went to say anything about it. Just kind of let it go on. Well, obviously, that would have been a great detriment to that church. But he was willing to deal with the sin that was in the church. You know, there may have been some people that thought, oh boy, he's not being very nice. You know, oh boy, the Apostle Paul isn't showing much love. I mean, look at what he said for us to do. But you know what? He was showing his heart. He was showing his love towards them. You know, our mouth is connected to our heart. You know, sometimes the reason we won't speak to lost souls is because our heart doesn't have the love for them like we ought. And if we would have the love for them like we ought, our mouth would be open. You know, if we really loved maybe that straying brother like we ought, maybe we would open our mouths more. You know, maybe if there was a family member or someone else, you know, how much love do we truly have in our heart towards others? O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is what? Enlarged. Is your heart open? An open heart, a full heart, a heart of love will result in an open mouth. Then he says in verse number 12, ye are not straitened in us. As I said before, the Apostle Paul did not have a narrow place in his heart for them. He had a great place. You know, but many times people have the opposite feeling. And this is why we cannot, you know, regarding reproof, we cannot make decisions based upon how we feel. You know, but many times people make decisions based upon how they feel. They think, well, that person, you know, boy, they don't really care about me. You know, look at what they told me. Look at what they said to me. You know, maybe the Corinthians, we don't know necessarily maybe what they thought, but maybe the Corinthians thought that Paul had a lot of animosity towards them, when actually it says they were the ones that had the animosity. Ye are straitened in your own bowels. You know, many times the devil wants us to think the opposite of what we ought to think. You know, he wants to think that, oh, that's the person that has animosity towards us. And so when we don't want to be around them. We want to stay away from them. And who's the one that actually has animosity? We're the ones that have it in our own hearts. And so tonight we understand that these decisions must not be based upon our feelings. Many people have probably can leave a church because, you know, someone had a big enough heart for them to confront them or to lead them forward in an area of their lives, but they responded with a narrow heart. And they resisted, you know, and they put up a wall. No, I don't want this. Proverbs 9:8 says, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee." How do we respond? Do we respond with a narrowness, or do we respond with open arms? The sign of a scorner is one who does not regard reproof in his life. Proverbs 13 and verse number 1 says, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." No, it takes a person of wisdom to listen to instruction. You know, it takes someone with humility to take instruction because we recognize that there is an area of need in our lives. It says, "A scorner heareth not rebuke." They don't want anything to do with it. You know, next time you're tempted to not listen to someone that rebukes you, maybe you need to keep Proverbs 13:1 in mind. "A scorner heareth not rebuke." You know, in our own human flesh, we want to turn things around. And we want to say, you know, young person, you want to focus, you know, on all the wrong things your parent does. And you want to focus on every time that maybe they haven't said something the right way. Or you want to focus on every time they've done whatever wrong. You know, and so then they come to you and you say, you know what, you're doing this wrong in your life. And instead of responding to that like a wise son would do, you know, you close up. And like the Apostle Paul says, you're the ones that are straitened. Instead of opening up to the rebuke. Instead of humbling yourself and seeing the need that is present in your own life. And you know, this is a serious need that many people have. You know, many people leave churches because they're the ones that are straitened, not the ones that are opening up, trying to lead them forward. But people don't see it. And you know, every member of this church needs to get this in their heart. Because someday, you know what, you may be tempted. You may be tempted to respond incorrectly, to straighten up. And you need to remember that who is the one that is closing themselves up? It is the one who will not respond to the rebuke that is being given. As we get back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, "You're straightening your own bowels. You're the ones that are restricting yourselves. You're the one that are, in a sense, really restricting your love that ought to be shown to us. We're the ones that are opening ourselves up to you. We are opening our heart. We are opening our mouths because our hearts are enlarged to you. And now you ought to be the ones that are opening up to us, but instead you are the ones that are restricting yourselves." And he says, "Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children." And, you know, when you have what you will say, parents, to your child, and what you will instruct them in is probably different than how you would say it to someone else's child. Why? Because they're your own children. And there's a freedom there. There's a love there that you have for them. And you're going to be willing, you know, to step out on a limb for your children and open up and tell them what they need to hear in a way that maybe you wouldn't be willing to open yourself up to someone else. And here he's opening himself up as unto my children. I speak as unto my children, showing the great love, the relationship that he had with them. He says, be ye also enlarged. Your heart needs to be open. You need to respond. The love that you have been shown ought to evoke or produce a reciprocal love in return. You know, how have you responded in your life to the reproof, to the instructions that have been given to you? Have you resisted? Or has your heart been opened? You know, what's the fleshly response? What's the response that is against the Spirit of God? Well, that's the response that resists, that closes the heart. You know, many times, the people that ought to open themselves up, their hearts up the most, are the ones that close themselves down. You know, young people, instead of many to their parents, instead of loving like they ought, they close their heart, you know, because they are not getting what they want. You know, and what is that? Well, it's really pure selfishness. Here's someone giving to us. Here's somebody opening up their heart, giving themselves to see you go forward in your Christian life. And obviously, they're, you know, doing it for the Lord. But what ought to be the reciprocal response? It ought to be to open up your heart and to respond and to go forward and to live for God. You know, many young people, why do they? Well, it's because they're selfish. They have chosen the way of the world and they blame it on someone else when actually it is their own heart and their own selfishness that's causing them to go in the direction that they are going. And it's interesting, right after he says this, you know, you need to open up your heart. You need to open up yourself to us. What does he say? In order to open up their heart to them, what must they do? The part of that opening their heart was to what? Shut themselves out from what? The world. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And here he goes into really some of the, and we're going to get into this the doctrine of separation. Separating ourselves from the world. And if we are going to properly have ourselves open to the right influences in our lives, what must we do? Well, we must shut down all the influences of the world in our lives. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. We need to yoke ourselves up with those that truly care, that truly love us, that truly want us to go forward for God. And so who are you yoking yourself up with tonight? You know, when people go in the wrong direction, what are they doing? They're shutting themselves down to those that truly love them, that truly are concerned for them. And they're opening themselves up to influences that are going to lead them in the wrong direction. You know, I wonder tonight in your own heart, as you examine your own heart, have you shut out the influences that are seeking to push you in the right direction? What you don't understand is that that pushing is going to open the door up to influences that are going to take you in the wrong direction. And it's going to be deceitful. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he instructs them and he says, but what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that therein they glory, they may be found even as we, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. You know, you push out those people that are trying to send you in the right direction, and you're going to open yourself up to the deceitful workers of unrighteousness. We're going to send you down the pathway to destruction. You know, young person, are you resisting your parents tonight? You know, are you putting up a wall in your life when they have sacrificed, they have given of themselves for you? They're trying to get you to go in the right direction, but you're closing off your heart. The Bible says you ought to enlarge yourself. Be also enlarged. You need to open up. You need to stop shutting off those influences in your life that are trying to push you in the right direction. You need to stop avoiding them. You need to stop restricting them in your life. You need to open up your heart to those that are seeking to push you forward. You know, adults, you know, do you know that you have friends that are trying to get you to go in the right direction? You're kind of shutting yourself out. You're kind of avoiding those people in your life. You know, what direction are you regarding reproof tonight? Is your mouth, maybe you're on the other end. You know, is your mouth closed? You know, you're saying, well, I that's just not me. I mean, I just have a hard time, you know, talking to somebody when they're doing something wrong. You know, the Bible says to what? Speak the truth in love. You know, if your heart is enlarged, if it's open, it ought to lead to your mouth being open as well. But then from the other end, maybe you're on the other side, the receiving end. How are you responding? Are you closing your heart down, or is your heart opening and receiving it like it ought to? Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that each one of us, Lord, would have our hearts open to, Lord, the reproof that is needed in our lives. Lord, our flesh wants to shut it out. Our flesh wants to focus, Lord, on maybe the shortcomings of those that are trying to reprove us. Lord, tonight may each one of us open up our hearts instead of shutting them off to the influences that are trying to lead us in the right direction. I wonder tonight, with heads bowed and eyes closed, first of all, the question is, are you saved tonight? Have you opened up your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, that is the greatest response of, that is the greatest love that has ever been shown. The Lord Jesus Christ loved us, and have you opened up your heart in love to Him for what He has done? And tonight you say, you know, Pastor John, my need is to accept the salvation that Jesus Christ is offering to me, and what a shame it would be to reject that offer of love that He is giving. Is there anyone tonight that would say, you know, tonight my need is for salvation, to open up my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Is there anyone like that tonight? Okay, is there anyone else? Okay, then I wonder tonight, as a believer, maybe as a young person, how is your relationship with your parents tonight? Or maybe how is your relationship with your teacher at school? You know, have you shut yourself down, kind of closed your heart off You know, every time they try talking to you, you just kind of inwardly shut down what they're trying to say. Well, the Bible says that's the wrong response. And you need to open up. Your heart needs to be enlarged towards that person. There ought to be a love, an appreciation that is shown for the great sacrifices and the love and the concern that they've made. You know, maybe you're an adult tonight. You know, maybe it's someone else in your life that is trying to get you to go forward, but instead you're shutting yourself off. The Lord has spoken to your heart tonight and said, you know, I've had the wrong attitude, and I realize the danger that is there with that type of attitude. I realize my sin, and I need to begin to open up. I need to begin to love that person that has shown great love for me. And I need to regard that reproof that has been given. Is there anyone like that tonight? The Lord has spoken to your heart in that area. All right, is there anyone else this evening? The Lord's working in your life. You know, if God's working in your life in this area, it's something you need to respond to. And if you don't respond, you're only shutting your heart off to the blessing of God in your life. All right, let's pray. Lord, we just pray that you would help each one of us, Lord, not only to take the reproof, but to be willing to give it, Lord, as you would lead us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.